This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار I was commissioned to speak something that is I am not qualified for. I was commissioned to speak about the devotion of the Salaf to the Quran. And when we say Salaf, we're talking about the generations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the three generations that followed. We're talking about how those people live the book that we have today. How the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Tabi'een, how they live the book of Allah and those who came after them. The book of Allah, that nowadays we use it to decorate our shelves. The ayat of the Quran, sometimes we decorate it, we write it in calligraphy on our walls. And sometimes, some of us, we read on the different occasion opening of an event, whether the event is a conference or janazah or wedding. But in only few of us, وَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبُّهُ can relate to the Qur'an as the Salaf did. So today, بِإِذْنِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى I will try my ultimate best to close a gap between the Salaf and us. And perhaps, only perhaps, we can learn the way and we can follow the footsteps بِإِذْنِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى What is the book of Allah, first of all? What is the Quran? A kitab murattal, is that what it is? A kitab to be recited? One of the people who described the Quran said the following, and I hope you will retain what this man said, rahimahullah wa hafidah. He said, Kitabullah, فيه نبأ من كان قبلكم وخبر من بعدكم وحكم ما بينكم هو الفصل ليس بالهزل من تركه من جبار قسمه الله ومن ابتغى الهدى بغيره أضله الله انظر هو حبل الله المتين وهو ذكر الحكيم وهو صراط المستقيم وهو الذي لا تزيغ به الأهواء ولا تختلف به الآراء
ولا تلتبس به الألسن لا يخلق من كثرة الرد وعن كثرة الرد لا تنقضي عجائبه ولا يشبع منه العلماء من عمل به أجر ومن قال به صدق ومن حكم به عدل ومن دعا إليه هدي إلى صراط مستقيم. Allow me with the limited language that I have to explain the description of the Quran based on this man. He said the book of Allah, Kitab Allah, in it, he said, فيه نبأ من كان قبلكم. It contains the information of the nations before you, those who perished, those who succeed, and those who made it. It contains the Naba of Bani Israel. It contains the Naba of Qawmi Hud, Salih, Ad, on the rest of the nations. Fihi Naba'u man kana qablakum. Why? So we can learn from them. So we can say this is the path they took and they've been destroyed. We should not take that path. This is the path that the righteous took. Let us take that. نَبَأَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. And he said, وَخَبَرُ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ. And the book contains what will come in the future. Things that will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to some of the Mufassirin, gave us the information of the future concerning Palestine and Israel. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا. And then it continues that Bani Israel will come to times to turns, and Allah will send عبادا لنا, slaves, a servant of Allah, that will show them what the deen of Allah is all about. The book talks about when the Ya'juj wa Ma'juj comes, the Quran is talking about the future when Al-Jassasa, Al-Daba, wa akhrajna lahum Al-Daba, when the Daba comes out. This book would talk about the future, the Mustaqbal, Yawm Al-Hashr, Yawm Al-Qiyamah, Ida Zulzilat, Al-Waqi'ah, Al-Qari'ah, Ida Saman Fatarat, Ida Saman, all of this. This is the book, he said, it will come. It tells you about the future. And then he said, وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ. This book will talk about and rule the relationship amongst you. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ brothers, believers are nothing but brothers. It talks about how we deal together, what deal with one another concerning business and transactions. It talks about how we run our families in case of divorce, in case of inheritance, in case of businesses. It talks about everything that relates to us. And then he said, هو الفصل ليس بالهزل. He said, this book is decisive. This book is a decisive thing. It's not a suggestion. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, establish the prayer and give the charity. It was not a suggestion. It's a decisive matter. You have to do it. You don't say, I feel good today, I am going to get up for Fajr. Or I'm feeling lazy and tired, and I'm going to overlook today. Inshallah, when I wake up, I will pray. No. إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. It's not a suggestion. هو الفصل ليس بالهزل, he said. Then he said, من تركه من جبار قسمه الله. He said, when a jabbar, when a tyrant ruler, when he abandons the book of Allah, when he puts it on the shelf, when he says, I will follow my own constitution, the British constitution, and he moves away from the book of Allah, Allah will destroy his reign, said the man. And see what happened in many rulers that we live through them in our lives. قال ومن ابتغى الهدى بغيره أضله الله. And anyone who tried to seek guidance, anyone who tried to seek guidance other than the book of Allah, Allah will lead him astray. Ajaban ya ibadallah. Ajaban. Today we have constitutions of organizations. We have bylaws. We have way of life that we borrow from the West and from the East. When the book of Allah is right in front of us. So the book of the man is saying, the day that you find or you look for guidance through any other means other than the way of Allah, Allah will lead you astray. We let you go. And then he said, and I want you to understand, يقول كتاب الله حبل الله المتين is the robe of Allah. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. He said, and hold on to the robe of Allah and do not deviate from, do not be a different, do not be a sect, do not say I'm this and I'm that and I'm, no. All of us, ونعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا نتفرق. حبل الله المتين وذكر الحكيم والصراط المستقيم. It's a hablullah. And then it's a remember that there, it's a reminder that is why full of wisdom and hikmah. And it is indeed the siratullah al-mustaqim. قال هو هو الذي لا تزيغ به الأهواء. He said this book desires and the wish of the people will never affect and influence it. And he continues saying, لا تنقضي عجائبه. He said, the hikmah, the wisdom of this book will never end. Never end. لا يشبع منه العلماء, he said. Scholars can never have enough of the Quran. If you're a true scholar, if you're mu'min, and you understand the meaning of the Quran, you will never have enough of it. لا يشبع منه العلماء. لا يشبع. Is, you know, it's gems and, you know, wisdom and hikmah can never be enough. قال ولا يخلق عن كثرة الرد. He said, no matter how many times you read, how many times you repeat the same ayah, it will never get old. Today, I don't know, maybe I missed. We have a qari who came, but that qari, that reciter, he recited the same perhaps surah that you knew. But every time the surah is recited, it sounds sweet and different. Look at surah al-Fatiha. How many times do we recite in a day? Minimum 17 times. All of us, perhaps we don't even remember when we memorize surah al-Fatiha. But if Sheikh Shuraim recites, it has a sweetness. It has that ring that is so sweet. But the same Fatiha, if Sheikh Abdul Basit recites, it has a different sweetness. But it's the same Fatiha, if the Imam of your masjid recites, it has a different flavor. That's why he said, لا يخلق عن كثرة الرد. No matter how many times, no matter how many times you repeat, it will never get old. And he said, no matter how many times, you will always find something. I remember once, subhanAllah, I remember, you know, Surah Al-Alaq. I don't remember when I memorized. I don't remember when I memorized. And I read this ayah, but a little man, little boy, or little young man reminded me once of an ayah. And I said, I have never looked at it this way before. What happened was, we had a brother in the masjid. And this brother, mashallah, he comes to the masjid. The masjid needs help. The community needs help. Mashallah, he helps. He comes out. You know, we thought he's a miskin. He's a nice guy. And he was, inshallah, he is. And then what happened, subhanallah, Allah gave him a little window from this dunya. The man that who used to collect sadaqat for others, he used to go to fulan and give. And he would say, give to your brother, give to the masjid, give to Palestine, give to Afghanistan, give to Somalia, give to... And this brother, mashallah, was active. But all of a sudden, dunya infatahat alayhi min babin saghir. You know, for a small window, dunya opened itself to him. And then he became a little bit wealthy. And then we went to him. And the brother changed, completely changed. Completely changed. You know, I'm just giving you an example how the Quran comes back to you and revive. And every time you see it, subhanAllah, I never looked at it this way. So we said to him, our brother so-and-so need help. And we need you to help them. You are one of us. And then he looked at left and right and said, Akhi, look. Look how hard I worked. And all of a sudden, you want some of the money that I worked hard for it? He forgot that this is from Allah. And then we walked away with sadness and grief, and we walked away from the brother. And all of a sudden, in the midst of a dead silence, a young man said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرْرَأَهُ اسْتَغْنَى. That ayah, when he recited, it came to me, it hit me like I've never read it before. And the translation of the ayah said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى. Insan, you know, son of Adam, when he gets something, he becomes arrogant. أَرْرَأَهُ اسْتَغْنَى. When he assumes and he thinks that he is sufficient, he's self-sufficient. And I said, subhanAllah, this Quran, no matter how many times you repeat the same ayah, if you just reflect and you put it, applied on your daily life, you will see this book is not a dead book, but it's a living kitab. It's a living kitab. يقول, and the man continues saying, من قال به صدق. And before that, I'm sorry, he said, لا تلتبس به الألسن. He said, tongues, the language, you know, they do not get confused when they're reciting the Quran. Brothers from Indonesia, brothers from Malaysia, brothers from China, brothers from Nigeria, brothers from Somalia, brothers from Saudi, brothers from Russia, everyone, when they recite the Quran is the same. SubhanAllah, when they recite it correctly, it will never change. لا تلتبس به الألسن. And then he said, من قال به صدق, who quoted spoke the truth, ومن حكم به عدل, and whoever rules by it will become just, ومن عمل به أجر, and whoever practices it, he will be rewarded, ومن دعا إليه هدية إلى صراط مستقيم. And if you guide people, if you lead people, or if you call people to the Quran, you will be guided to the right path. This is the book that I will try بإذن الله to bring it to you in the simplest way. So let us talk about how the Salaf, rahimahumullah, radiyallahu anhum, how did they live this Quran? See, ibadallah, Quran is not for us to recite and to read and to see the huruf. Quran, it is for us to reflect and to ponder on it. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى, كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. He said, this book, kitab, is mubarak, is blessed. And the purpose of the revelation is for the people to ponder, to reflect. You don't just read. And sadly, we just read nowadays the book of Allah. We read like we read newspapers. We read the book of Allah like we're reading novels. We read the book of Allah like we're just reading a text message. But Allah is saying in the Quran, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ, a book that we reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is blessed and mubarak, and the purpose of the revelation, لِيَدَّبَّرُ, so the people who are listening to can reflect on the ayat. When you read, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, what do you think, what comes to your mind? See, most of us, Allahu Akbar, you read dua al-istiftah, we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ameen, we finish. We never tasted the meaning of the ayat. When we say Alhamdulillah, what did it mean? Alhamdulillah, the easiest thing that we can remember is Alhamdulillah, I can still stand on my feet. Alhamdulillah, that I can be grateful to my Lord. Alhamdulillah, that I don't worship an idol, or I don't worship an animal, or I don't worship an angel. I worship my Lord. Alhamdulillah, who picked me from all out of creation and made me a mu'min. Alhamdulillah, who gave me the ability to stand in front of Him in a salah. But we don't reflect on that. We just read. We cruise. You know, even salah became mechanical. It became automatic. You know, you don't know what the imam recited. You don't know what rak'ah you were in. We just move on. But the purpose of the recitation, the purpose that the imam have to recite the Quran out loud during the salah, liyadabbaru ayat. So we can reflect the ayat of the Quran. But only Ibad al-Rahman will do this. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about the disbelievers who their hearts are sealed. Yaqal in the Quran, he said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. When Allah was talking about the mushrikeen of Ahli Mecca, when He was talking about these people who understood Arabic, Allah asked the rhetorical question and He said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't they reflect on the Quran? Don't they ponder on the Quran? Don't they try to understand? Or there are locks on their hearts? Are their hearts sealed? أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَّرُونَ. No. A mu'min يتدبر والكافر والمنافق يقرأ ويسمع ويعبر. A mu'min will reflect, but the one who is a kafir or a munafiq, they read and they move on. Ibad Allah, this Quran was for us to be governed by, to live by, to make sure every step that we say is based on the Kitabillah and the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only that we emotionally attach, but we live the Quran. That's why when Aisha was asked, tell us about the khuluq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did she said? قَالَ كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. She said his khuluq was the Quran sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of the Salaf, and the Imam of the Salaf, and the head of the Salaf, that we should take him as a role model is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before we mention anyone else, let us go over with the Messenger of Allah, how he used to live and how he used to reflect. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, my dear brothers and sisters, if you don't know, he was known as the Turjuman al-Quran. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he used to brag, you know, and he had every right to be proud of it. He used to say, لَقَدْ حَفِدْتُ مِنْ فَمِّ الرَّسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, I memorized from the lips of Rasulullah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ 70 surah. The Quran is 114 surah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, 70 surah. He heard the Messenger of Allah reciting them and he memorized from them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to encourage this young man. He used to say to the Sahaba, you gotta read the Quran like this young man. Once Rasulullah sallallahu, I'm just going to support how Abdullah was respected in the sight of Rasulullah. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar, well, hadith is sahih, they were coming back. They were coming back after Salat al-Isha. And then they passed by the Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then a beautiful sound voice was coming from the Masjid. And they were passing by the windows of the Masjid. Then the Messenger of Allah, he stopped and he looked inside of the Masjid. And he saw this young skinny man, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, reciting the Quran. And he listened to him and Abu Bakr and Umar on his side. And when Abdullah ibn Umar, he was keep reciting. And Rasulullah is saying, ask and you will be given. Ask and you will be given. And when he finished Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, his recitation, the Messenger of Allah turned to the Sahaba, to two Sahabi, Abu Bakr and Umar. فَقَالَ مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَقْرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ قَطًّا طَرِيًّا كَمَا أُنزِلْ فَلْيَقْرَأَ قِرَاءَتِ هَذَا. He said, if you ever want to recite the Quran as fresh, as crisp, as it was revealed, recite like this young man, صَلَّى رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. So Rasulullah, he calls this young man and he says to him, يَبْنَ مَسْعُودَ اِقْرَأَ عَلَيَّ الْقُرْآنَ. O Ibn Mas'ud. Now this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, can you imagine how lucky Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was just to sit in front of Rasulullah, and Rasulullah to ask him. He says, Ya Abdullah, read the Quran to me. Abdullah says, أَقْرَأُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَيْكَ أُنزِلْ. Subhanallah. He says, Ya Rasulullah, you want me to recite the Quran on you, to you, and it was revealed to you? قَالَ أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَسْمَعَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ. I'd like to hear it from someone else. And then he said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, I recited from Surah An-Nisa. And I continue reciting. And Rasulullah is reflecting on every ayah until I reach فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئِنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ. O Muhammad, how your situation would be when on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, when we bring from every community, from every nation, a witness against them. How would it be, O Muhammad, on the day of Qiyamah, when we bring a witness against every ummah, وَجِئْنَا بِكَ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. What would you do, Ya Muhammad, when we bring you on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah to witness against your own ummah? To witness against your ummah who left the Quran, who left the practice of the deen, how your situation would be, Ya Muhammad? Allah said that in the Quran. فقال النبي, Abdullah said, Rasulullah said to me, حسبك. Stop. He couldn't handle it. Rasulullah to be brought witness, to witness against me and you, the people that he loved them so much. And Rasulullah cannot testify false testimony. No, he has to say the truth. Abdullah, he said, I stopped. And then I looked at him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَدْرِفَانَ. And I realized tears were coming from his eyes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he knew he had to speak the truth. Because it was him who told us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, some of his ummah would come. And when they come, they want to drink from the hawq. And they will be turned away. And he will say to the malaika, they are from my ummah, leave them. And it will be said to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِ مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You don't know what they've done, Ya Muhammad, after you left. You don't know what they've done. Don't be surprised. You don't know what have they been done. If it's been said to Rasulullah, you don't know what the Muslims did to our brothers in Palestine. You don't know what they did to the book that you left them. And then he said, I will say to them, suhqan, suhqan, suhqan. سحقاً. Woe to them. Let them go. عباد الله. My time is limited as was shown. But another hadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As. He said, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came and he sat down with us, his students, and he recited, رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام saying to Allah, رَبِّ, they misled a lot of people. They misled them. And then he said, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي. O Allah, Ibrahim is saying, O Allah, whoever follows me, he is of me. Rasulullah recited that to the Sahaba. And then he moved to Surah Al-Ma'idah and he recited the statement of Isa alayhi salam, إِنْ تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ. He said, Ya Allah, Isa said, when Isa was saying, Isa, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسَ اتَّخِذُونَ وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنَ, you're the one who said to the people, worship me and my mother and take them as God. And then Isa said, no, no, I never said this. But Allah, Isa said at the end, إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ, if you punish them, they're your servant. But if you forgive them, if you forgive them, you are indeed Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim. When the Messenger of Allah recited to that point, he wept and he cried and he raised his hand and he said, Ya Allahumma ummati, ummati, ummati. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized what the dua of Ibrahim and the dua of Isa, he said, Ya Allah, my ummah, my ummah, my ummah. And Allah sent Jibreel in that instant. And he said, Ya Jibreel, اذهب إلى محمد. And Allah knows everything. واسأله, and ask him, ما يبكيك, why are you crying, Ya Muhammad? And Jibreel came down and asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ummati, Ya Jibreel, Ummati, Ummati, my Ummah, my Ummah. And then Jibreel went to Allah and he said, Ya Allah knows the situation. Muhammad is crying for the sake of his ummah. Allah says to Muhammad, to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go down to Muhammad and tell him, Ya Muhammad, inna sanurdika fi ummatika walan nasua. We will satisfy you in your ummah and we will not disgrace you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at Rasulullah, how much love he had for us. Look how much he was weeping and crying for us, Ya Ibadallah. Ibadallah, this is only a glimpse for how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived with the Quran. But let us see how the Sahaba lived with the Quran. There was a Sahabi, radiyallahu anhu. This Sahabi was a man who always used to stand next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Sahabi, the Messenger of Allah, he had two people on his side all the time. Not Abu Bakr and Umar, no. Every time a delegation comes, the delegation would have two men, a poet and a speaker, and a speaker. And the speaker would speak, and that speaker would praise his tribe and, you know, would show their legacy and how they were warriors and they fought and they defeated and so on. And the poet would praise his people. So when the poet finished, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to Hassan bin Thabit, respond to him, and Hassan would destroy that poet. Because Hassan was a poet. And when the speaker speaks, Rasulullah would point to this man, Thabit bin Qais. Thabit bin Qais, and he would say, respond to the speaker, and he would destroy him in his speech. Thabit bin Qais, he was short, and he had a very deep voice at the same time. And one day while he was sitting with Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah revealed ayat from Surah Al-Hujurat. When Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَضَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Oh, who you believe, never raise your voice over the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And don't be jahool, don't be loud in his presence as you are loud to one another. When the ayah, otherwise Allah says, أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ, your action, your ibadah will go vain, will be wasted. If you raise your voice against over the voice of Rasulullah, your a'mal will be gone, will be eliminated. So he got up and he left the scene. First day comes, Rasulullah never noticed anything. But Thabit bin Qais is not there. The second day he comes, Thabit bin Qais is not there. The third day he comes and he said, Mali Thabit la ara ma ara Thabit. Where is Thabit? How come I don't see him? A Sahabi said, let me check on him, Ya Rasulullah. He went to Thabit bin Qais, sitting in his house, in his room, weeping. He turned pale. He turned, his eyes are red from tears coming from them. And the man said, Rasulullah missed you. What happened to you? قال إليك عن, he said, leave me alone. فقد حبط عملي. My a'mal are wasted. I am from the people of Jahannam. He said, how? He said, إني رجل جهوري. He said, I'm a man with a loud and strong voice. And I always speak over Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this ayah said, أن تحبط أعمالكم. Your a'mal will be wasted. My a'mal is done. And I am from the people of Jahannam. So he went, the man went back, leaving Thabit bin Qais. Went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, this is the condition of Thabit, Ya Rasulullah. He said, go back to him and tell him, you're not one of those people. Rather, you are from the people of Jannah. You are from the people of Jannah. Ibadallah, I have a lot to say concerning this, but my time was up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. But in conclusion, ya Ibadallah, I don't want you and I to take the book of Allah, something that is for barakah only, something that we recite on occasion, something that we beautify on our walls and shelves, but let it be part of our life. It is the manual of your life. You buy a phone, it comes with the manual. You buy a TV, it comes with the manual. Your manual is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So reflect and learn and apply. Sadly, ibadallah, a lot of us do not understand the book of Allah. Yet we speak English, we speak Somali, we speak Malay, we speak Chinese or Mandarin. But we don't speak the book, the language of the Quran. So let us try to go and take that step and learn the language of the book of Allah, which is Arabic. Barakallahu feek wa ahsanallahu ilaykum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.